My guest at this time is Florida Congressman Ted Yoho, a Republican representing the Sunshine State's 3rd Congressional District. Congressman Yoho made headlines at the start of the current Congress as he was the first member to challenge John Boehner for Speaker of the House. Boehner survived that challenge, but on Friday, he announced he was resigning as Speaker and from Congress effective October 30th. We want to get the Congressman's reaction to that news and find out what he expects from the new GOP House leadership once it's actually determined who will be in that leadership. And Congressman, thanks very much for being with us.
No problem, Greg, and I appreciate the opportunity to be here.
Well, you certainly let it be known at the very beginning of this Congress that you thought that John Boehner should no longer be the Speaker of the House. What was your reaction to his surprise announcement last week?
Personally, it was anticipated. We saw that coming. There was just too much pressure on him to move on. And I'm not taking anything away from Mr. Boehner for what he has accomplished. But at this point in time in our country's history, we need truly different leadership. And to illustrate that is we've got the debt ceiling coming up September 30th this year. And we all remember when the government shut down September 30th of 2013. We've had 2 years to deal with the impending debt. And it's not like it was going to go away. It was going to have to be dealt with. We started negotiating about 5 days ago. And they waited to the last minute, crisis management. And you can verify that if you go to the Hill newspaper July 27th. Hal Rogers was interviewed, and he says he's asked Mr. Boehner repeatedly for conference, strategy sessions, hearings to decide what we're going to do with this, and it's been quiet. And there's multiple examples like that that, you know, we just need to start solving the American citizens' problems or the problems of our country.
Quick follow-up, Congressman. You said this was not a surprise to you. Does that suggest that Boehner might have been a little optimistic in saying he would have survived another vote?
You know what? That will be never known. but, yeah, it was going to be very contentious. And I say that because people were coming up to me that had talked to the rank and file and said if another vote came up for the Speaker, they couldn't support him. And I think that that was building up. And again, I think it was gracious the way he exited. He got the Pope here. That's a pinnacle of his career. And he's bowing out. And I think it's the right thing to do at the right time so that we can get through this disaster and crisis management of the debt ceiling that we're going to pass a short term, it looks like, even, you know, without strong conservative help until December 16th. And then we have to start it over again. But from this point forward, after we resolve it after December 16th, it shouldn't be an issue 2 years from now because we should have the funding mechanisms in place and the reforms made to where we don't have to have this discussion.
Congressman, based on media reports, House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy appears to be either beyond the point in getting the votes he needs to be the next speaker or he's very close to it. Is it your sense that it's pretty much a done deal?
No, I think it's open. I think there's, you know, just again talking to different people. Kevin's well liked, but leadership style. What would be the difference between him and a John Boehner? And so, what we need to do is sit down, air the differences, air the reasons that we're at this point, halfway through a Congress, and air those differences so that we can fix them, and that we can go forward from this point forward.
One of the things that's been said is that McCarthy is perhaps better at listening to members of the House Freedom Caucus, not being as dismissive, being more respectful, and so forth. Has that been your experience with him?
No, I can't say that. You know, and again, it's not so much the listening, it's the strategy. They come out with stuff right before. It's like, why haven't we been strategizing on the debt ceiling from 2 years ago? Why are we not dealing with DHS funding that we fought at the beginning of the year? The Highway Transportation Fund bill, you know, that's coming up real soon. Again, you know, we've had two short-term fixes for that. You know, these short-term fixes waste our time. If we don't, you know, because you're always doing the crisis management. If you sit down in the committees and you work through a problem and get membership buy into it, you do that by bringing members in, say, what are your thoughts on this? How would you like to deal with this? If we did that, we wouldn't have near the problem. So it's not so much listening to the Freedom Caucus. It's having the strategy and a vision of where you want your conference to go. And the other thing is you can't exclude the American people. The American people have spoken loud and clear that they want a different direction. And we're the representatives of a large majority of the of America that have sent us up here.
What was your reaction to the speaker on Sunday essentially saying that you and other conservatives were false prophets because you suggested that more could be accomplished given the dynamics in Washington with a Democratic president and for most of his time a Democratic Senate than was realistic?
I disagree with the speaker. Let me give you an example right there. I mean, look at Barack Obama. 5 days before his inauguration, says we're going to fundamentally transform America. He's been very successful at that. You know, when you look at the health care law, Dodd-Frank, other things that he's done in a very short time, rapid change, and it was because he believed he could, and he articulated that. You remember Hope and Change? Yes, we can. If you have people that don't think you can change and you can make a difference quickly, and coming out of people in leadership, I'm not going to mention their names, but as Friday, one of them said he'd been working on defunding a certain program for over 30 years. Now, if you've done that for 30 years and you haven't if you haven't accomplished that goal, you might want to reset a goal or your strategy because it's not working. And so people with that mindset, they're a defeatist attitude. We don't have time for that in this country. We can fix these problems. We just have to get together and get people on the same page, and that's what I've seen lacking in leadership.
A lot of moving parts, a lot of different people looking at specifically the majority leader slot, and then depending on who runs for that, it's kind of a chain reaction for whip and conference chair and so forth. Are there any names out there for some of these most high-profile positions that you're most excited about, or are you still in a wait-and-see mode at this point?
No, I've seen a lot of names out there. I mean, I've seen Tom Price, Peter Roskam, Kevin McCarthy, of course, Steve Scalise, Dan Webster, who we initially wanted to support in January. So there's a lot of names, and I think they'll see some other names. I've had people throw my name around, and I'm what I want to do is I want to make sure we sit in front of conference, air our differences, and then the people that want to run for speaker, they get vetted, kind of like a campaign. You ask them where they're going to be. They have responses that are recorded so that we do have accountability to people. And we want an open process where people come and they tell us what our agenda is, what we're trying to accomplish, say, for the next year, and project into the next Congress. I know we can't hold that next Congress accountable to this one, but we sure can set a roadmap of where we want to go for the Republican Party and put in the pieces to get there.
Congressman, once this new leadership team, however it's comprised of what people, come very late October, early November, what will be the early key test to determine whether anything's really changed?
Well, I think what you're going to see is the funding for DHS. You know, they're going to have to come up with some large spending bill to get us from December 18th through next year. And that's going to be a test. But I think the biggest test is how that person and his team, the leadership team, presents that to the conference. And, again, if they present it to the conference, this is our challenge. This is what we would like to do. Where do you guys fit into this? And let's get going. Let's get this done so that we can start solving problems for the American people and bring some stability to our economy where it's not the impending crisis of the week or the season. And, you know, so we can work beyond that and get immigration reform and all these other things we've talked about for 30 years.
Last question before we let you go. I know your time is short. Mitch McConnell and John Boehner both have essentially said there's not going to be a government shutdown, which suggests to most people that there's not going to be a fight over Planned Parenthood funding. How do you expect that to go this week?
You know, I believe with Democratic support, I think it'll pass. But that's, again, that's not what the American people want. I think the polls say 67% of the people are appalled by what was going on with Planned Parenthood. And it's not to shut Planned Parenthood down. It just says that no taxpayer funding can be used for abortions. And Planned Parenthood can go on and do what they're doing. They're just not going to, and we'll get rid of the illegal activities, but they're not going to have the taxpayers' funding. And that money will be redirected to the community health clinics that do a far superior job on health care for everybody. So it'll be interesting to see. I can't really comment any more on it because I haven't seen any language, so we'll see what it says.
Congressman, it's going to be an interesting week and an interesting month ahead for you and the rest of the House.
It's going to be real interesting.
Thank you very much for your time, as always.
All right, Greg, thank you.
You bet. Florida Republican Congressman Ted Yoho represents his state's 3rd congressional district, and as we mentioned at the top, he was the first man to challenge John Boehner for the role of Speaker of the House at the beginning of this year. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.